I just want to say a little bit more about just the development, a little bit outside chapters, but related to chapters. So again, things are developing, and I think, I can't remember what year it was, but we had an order convener, Arlo, who became our order convener. So he kept a kind of eye on who was in chapter meetings and how they were going. He didn't kind of make it into a huge thing, but he did sort of keep an eye. He lived here in a caravan at that point, and I think he had the men's chapter conveners up, and they would sit in his caravan and drum. He was a bit of a shamanic overall chapter convener. And then we had Kulananda and Vasantra and Sabuti, I think, for a bit, and Kovida. So, and then Dainandi. Later on, we had a women's sort of convener. Hooray! and as we kind of grew and people formed into chapters in their around their centres or in their areas, then each chapter had a chapter convener. And the chapter conveners, women chapter conveners, we used to meet the Friday evening before the National Order Weekend from around the UK, have a cup of tea, talk about what's happening in our chapters, just kind of hang out together. And National Women's Order Weekends used to be held in the LBC. You can imagine trying to do that now. We could still kind of squash into the LBC. And around the LBC, the chapter conveners, we used to meet women, and also we used to meet in a mixed group. So, it was kind of fairly informal, but we wanted to do it, and it kind of meant there was a kind of cohesion. There was a kind of natural cohesion and unity. And in those days, the chapter convener was described as a sort of postman or postwoman. So just in a way acting as a kind of conduit of communication between Bante or the, do we have order conveners? Yeah, the overall chapter conveners, to the different chapters, so that we had a kind of channel for messages and requests and things that might need discussing down and up and up and down. And I remember once we did have a kind of referendum started by Bante, where he asked all the chapters to discuss whether we should have an explicit fifth precept, which would mean we had 11 precepts, so whether we would make it explicit about drink and drugs, and whether we would make it explicit that that meant abstinence or not. And we did discuss that, our chapter conveners brought it to our chapters, we talked about it, they took minutes, and went back to Bante. There was no consensus. That hasn't happened yet. Let's only say yet. So that kind of thing happened. And Bante said in 1986 that the chapter conveners were a way for order matters to be decided by the order. And this was in the spirit of a true democracy. If everyone is in a chapter and every chapter has a convener, then everyone has a voice and an influence. Interesting. In terms of, now we're trying to sort of set up, aren't we, in a much bigger order, channels of communication. I'm sure Parami's talked to you about this already. In a way, it was there. In the order, it was there at that point in time. I think a bit later, the job of chapter convener became a bit more, a bit more of a responsibility, and you were expected to go to chapter conveners' retreats and chapter conveners' meetings, and you had a chapter conveners' handbook, and anyway, all that was very good, but I think some people just felt it was too much of a responsibility and didn't wish to take it on. So I was a chapter convener for quite a lot of my time around the LBC. I'm very happy to do that.